Philip Sample Pierre, the teacher on the care. Today's date is 08/19/2023. Dictation is for Miss Catherine Moore. Moore spells M-O-O-R-E. Catherine spells C-A-T-H-R-Y-N. Date of birth is 03/06/1959. This is a 64-year-old female. Here with cough, period. Patient said this has been going on for approximately 2 weeks and is not getting better, period. She says cough is productive of yellow sputum. She says she was seen here on /08/03/2023 for somewhat similar symptoms and was treated with moxifloxacin, tesla, and prednisone. She says she received an injection of dexamethasone and rosefin and got a little better, but said symptoms returned in the last 5 or so days, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies are reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph, review of system. Patient reports chills. You report productive cough of yellowish sputum. She reports chills, myalgia. She denies increased temperature. She denies rapid heart rate, period. Next paragraph. Wells criteria was used in evaluating this patient. Wells criteria score is 0. Which points so the low probability for pulmonary embolism, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam, she's alert-oriented and mild distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 96% at room air. Blood pressure 133/82. Pulse 91. Respiration 18. Temperature 94.3, period. Next paragraph. Throat, erythematous and edematous tonsils. Uvula, pharynx. Uvula is midline and mobile, no exudate present, period. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. No palpable nodes noted, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, poor inspiratory effort. Patient goes into a cough fit with deep inspiration. No use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac, regular rhythm with no murmurs, no... No peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen distended secondary to obesity. No guarding, no visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules. No vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph. Neck, supple, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented times 3, cranial nerves 2/10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is acute bronchitis, number 2 acute sinusitis, number 3 acute rhinitis, number 4 acute pharyngitis, period. Patient was offered to go to the emergency room because she was seen on A3 with similar symptoms and didn't get better with outpatient approach. She says she does not want to go to the emergency room. She wants to be treated outpatient, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is acute cough. Number 2, reactive airway disease. Number 3, pharyngitis. Number 4, acute rhinitis, period. Next paragraph. Patient was treated with the following. Breathing treatment, Atrovent and albuterol times 1. She reports improvement after. She was sent to the ER for a chest x-ray because she says she don't want to be evaluated in the ER. She was just sent for a chest x-ray. Chest x-ray reveals and is interpreted by the radiologist, no acute pulmonary processes, period. Patient will be sent home with the following. Robitussin AC, 2 teaspoons POQHS. For 10 days, number 100 mils. Next medication, Zitromax, 250 milligrams, 2 PO now and 1 PO daily until gone. Number 6, next medication, albuterol, 2.5/3 mL. 3 mils with home nebulizer, TID, PRN for cough/wheezing. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of the patient.